Tonight, then, on the Stray FM Health and Wellbeing Show, we are talking about something that could be a downbeat subject, but it doesn't need to be a downbeat subject, particularly this week, because we are talking on Dying Matters Week, which runs from the 14th to the 20th of May this week. And from Full Circle Funerals in the studio, I have Sarah Jones. Hello, Sarah.
Hello there.
Now, remind us whereabouts Full Circle Funerals are, because I think a lot of people will drive by you every day.
We are in Guiseley. Mm-hmm. So we're on the main road going from Menston to Guiseley towards Leeds, and we're where the old bridal shop used to be, opposite the Nuffield. So lots of people know it because it was a menswear shop and then it was a bridal shop. So everybody knows it for that reason.
And now you are Full Circle Funerals, and we've had you before in the Health and Wellbeing Show. We actually had a look round, didn't we? We saw
you did,
behind the scenes, which was fascinating. But today it's very important to talk about dying. It is Dying Matters Week, and it can be a subject that people shy away from. But today we're talking funeral wishes. Funeral plans and funeral wishes are two completely different things. What's the difference between a plan and a wish?
Okay, so funeral plans, I think most people are quite familiar with, because mm-hmm. there's adverts, aren't there? They're on the telly. And they are about prepaying for a funeral. So most funeral plans, there are some things that you can pay for at today's prices. So that's things like funeral directors' charges, coffins and hearses. And the logic is that if you pay for them today at today's prices, then even if everything goes up dramatically in price, you won't have to pay any more. It's called that people talk about future proofing. So they're worried. Everybody talks about the cost of funerals going up dramatically, and they're worried that if things go up dramatically, it's going to cost a lot more. So they like the idea of paying for it today. And the I think the other thing people like is the idea that it's not going to cause a cash flow issue for their families or whoever is going to be planning the funeral.
So what is funeral wishes then? That's something that you currently offer completely free of charge.
Yeah.
Funeral wish, what is that?
Well, the funeral wishes have nothing to do with paying for anything. So they are just about going through a funeral arrangement for yourself with somebody who hopefully knows what they're talking about and what the options are, and writing down what your wishes are. Generally, people don't want to write down their thoughts on every single part of the funeral, but there might be a few things that are important to them, like maybe where the service is going to take place, what sort of coffin they like, if there are any particular flowers. So you don't need to go into a huge amount of detail, but giving some direction, but there's no money exchanging hands. You're not paying for anything today. You're not tied into any particular funeral director or any particular plan company. It's just a sensible way to write down your wishes. And we generally then suggest that people either put that with their will or give it to the person who's most likely to be arranging the funeral, so that it's just about having some direction. And people find it really helpful to know whether they're choosing the right songs, or the fact that the flowers that they've chosen were actually chosen by the person who's died, or there's an instruction to have balloons, or have everybody have a toast of Prosecco.
I'm Lucy, I'm in Greater Manchester. My mum was diagnosed with cancer in 2002, and then that became a terminal cancer. So she'd known for some time that her life was perhaps going to be cut short by the disease. And through certain parts of that time, she had considered her funeral and what her funeral wishes were, and started to discuss them with me a little. I was involved in the planning. As I said, I went to Full Circle with my mum, so I was involved in the planning from the beginning. And after her death, it made it a lot easier for me, because I knew the funeral I was arranging was following the wishes of my mother. So there was little doubt as to what she would have wanted and what she would have liked. We hadn't finished planning it wholly before she died, so I did have to fill in a few gaps. But because we'd had that discussion beforehand, I was making informed decisions, really. And it did make it easier for me when I was trying to process her death. It made it easier for me to plan the funeral. But knowing that what I was planning was what my mum wanted was quite comforting, really.
My name's Sarah Siddons. I live in Ilkley and I run my own financial planning practice in the town. Having met Sarah professionally, I started to think about, actually, if this happened to me, if I died unexpectedly, particularly when I'm young, I think I'd want to have a say in how my send-off was dealt with, basically. And I had some very specific wishes around wanting it to be a celebration of my life, and thought it would be also maybe comforting potentially for my husband if he had something that he could look at which allowed him to make some decisions that at the time when he's in a very difficult position, you know, it just might take the pressure off, I suppose. I think what was really nice about the process was that Sarah actually offered to sit down and go through it with me. What surprised me was how emotional I felt about it. So as we got through the various questions that she had, I did at one point get really quite emotional. We're not very often confronted with our own mortality, and it was just one of those instances, I guess, where I had a picture in my head of how this might be, and then I wouldn't be there. So I'm basically specifying that I wanted a real celebration. I basically wanted my husband to put a good deal of money behind a bar somewhere and for people to really let their hair down and celebrate my life. And to be honest, that's because that reflects me a lot. I am a very sociable person, and so felt very strongly I'd want a sociable funeral.
One of the things that I think would be really helpful is everybody talks about funeral plans, but actually, I think most people probably have a few thoughts about what they would like or what they wouldn't like. And even if you're not going to go through a formal funeral wishes programme, if everybody just shared those thoughts with someone who is likely to be involved, that would be really helpful.
If someone would like to put it down on paper with you or somebody from the team at Full Circle Funerals, what would you advise that they do?
Contact us. Just ask. We can either send the wishes out and for people to have a little look at. It's often helpful to do it face to face, because just having a little talk through things, we might have some ideas you've not thought of or have some suggestions on how to do things. Then we write it down with you and then the job's done.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about it. People can find loads of information on you, Full Circle Funerals. I put them all at strayfm.com. Thank you very much for being part of Dying Matters Week on Stray FM.
Thank you.